listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the principle of not being on God's shelf. You'll see what I mean as I get into it. I'm going to read you from Exodus chapter 2, starting at verse 15, where we read, "But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters." Now I'm going to skip down to verse 21. "Then Moses was content to live with the man, and he gave Zipporah, his daughter, to Moses. And she bore him a son and called his name Gershom. For he said, I have been a stranger in a foreign land." Now, have you ever felt that God has put you on the shelf? That somehow, some way, you've disqualified yourself from God's purpose for your life? Moses must have felt that way. As he fled for his life, he must have felt that God's plan for his life had been completely defeated. Moses must have believed that every chance he ever had to be a deliverer to his people was now over. There was nothing he could do. Far from being out of God's will, Moses was instead right exactly where God wanted him to be. You see, finally coming to Midian, Moses met the daughters of a priest of Midian. He was a likely descendant of one of Abraham's other children through Keturah, mentioned in Genesis chapter 25, through Midian. Because of this connection with Abraham, we have good reason to believe that he was a true priest and worshiped the true God. And God led Moses to this specific family at this specific time. In Egypt, Moses, being of the royal family, would have been waited on hand and foot. But here, in the distant desert of Midian, Moses finally had an opportunity to be a servant. And he did a good job, working hard to help water the flocks of Jethro's daughters. Best of all, we read, Moses was content to live in that situation as a servant. By taking a wife and having a son, Moses seemed to have given up on Egypt and his hope of being a deliverer for Israel. He would content himself to be where God had placed him. You see, we make a mistake when we think that the years Moses spent in Midian were a waiting time for him. No, they weren't waiting years, they were working years. Moses had never worked that hard in his life. God was training him, shaping him for his future calling, but Moses was certainly not on the shelf. Do you feel that God is having you right now in a waiting time? Perhaps you should see it instead as a working time. God wanted the work of being a deliverer, Moses wanted to have the work of being a deliverer for Israel. But instead, God gave him the work of delivering sheep for his father-in-law. But God used that work to prepare him for a larger work. You see, I don't believe that God has a shelf that he puts people on, but he does have a workshop where he works on us and prepares us for future things. So today, turn your heart to God, get it out of your mind that he has you up on some kind of shelf, and let him perfect his work in you.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.